in the K2 News Center in Bristol. In observance of National Ag Day on Tuesday, producers, agriculture associations, corporations, universities, government agencies, and countless others across America gathered to celebrate the abundance provided by agriculture. Liz Lauk is the outreach coordinator with the Wyoming Stock Growers Association.
Wyoming agriculture combined contributes $1 billion to the state's economy annually.
The National Ag Day program values the essential role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy and focuses on educating Americans about the industry so they will understand how food, fiber, and renewable resource products are produced. A University of Wyoming report recommends that the Buffalo Bill Historical Center in Cody promote itself as one museum. The center consists of five museums now. Professor Pete Simpson's report found conflicts in how the museums operate, including a failure to cooperate in fundraising. And winter weather advisories are in effect until midnight for portions of western Wyoming. 6 to 15 inches of snow expected in the mountains, with 3 to 6 inches in the lower elevations. Winter storm warning for the Sierra Madre and snowy ranges for Thursday, with 8 to 14 inches of snow expected. And high wind warnings for the Bordeaux, Arlington, and Elk Mountain areas until 3 today, and until noon today for the Cody Foothills and the Absaroka Mountains.